408 on WCCO Radio. Dan Cook along with you on your Friday afternoon. Jason off today because Laura Oakes, it's the big grad party weekend. I don't know. Do we have Laura's mic up on the board, Chris?
I thought I heard me.
Okay, nope. No. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Because we have this fancy new board.
We do.
And you can program. They're not going to be able to hear you. You just have to roll with me on this one. We're getting it done. But the board, you can program all the pots on there. So we don't have all the microphones on there all the time. Mm-hmm. So people, they rotate around. So Chris has got to hit a bunch of buttons. And once he gets the right button hit, then people will be able to hear you. But stay with me for this second.
Do we hear me?
Only through my microphone. So nobody's hearing you right now. Big grad party this weekend for young Samuel DeRussia. And I was asking folks, now they can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, see, yes. Now there you are. Hey, there we go.
See, when I was saying Sybilis,
nothing was happening. It was just coming through my...
Yes. Nice Tom Hanks.
Sorry, yeah. Chris, I should have warned you about
that. Well, I thought she was going to be on mic four.
No,
and
she's
going to
be on three because she's got to access the board.
This is why they don't let me work during the day.
That's probably one of the reasons.
Okay.
So big grad party this weekend.
Yes.
And so I was asking folks what I should get
young
Samuel. Because, I mean, I could do the card and I could do the cash,
right,
which is kind of standard. But I felt that uncle vibe kicking in, you know, like when you buy the nephews and the nieces something to annoy your sibling, like they love it and that's great, but it also annoys the sibling. And so I'm trying, is there something I could get Sammy?
Not annoy. Don't
that
get
would
him
kind
something
of tweak
annoying.
Jason just a little bit. Because we're like brothers, Jason and I.
Yeah.
No?
Well, no, I think Jason's already been tweaked for most of his life by his children. So you don't need to add to that.
I don't need to.
Why don't you get him something that he can make use of at college?
I want to. One of the texters said a $50 and a case of beer.
And I said, who knows if he's a beer drinker or drinks at all?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either. But, you know, another person suggested a McDonald's gift card since Jason's such a foodie to go broke basic like that.
That would get Jason. Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Another person says a Domino's gift card and a case of beer. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, pizza and beer, that's college.
But you wonder how much of the Jason effect has trickled down into Sam's eating preferences. Maybe he doesn't eat that stuff.
Maybe. I don't know. If folks want to keep texting me ideas, 651-461-9226. Is it too late to get him a hairbrush and have it personalized to brush? See?
I like that.
I knew people would come through.
I like that.
Another person suggests telescope and a book of astronomical bodies with instructions to make dad participate.
Yes. That's a great idea, Dan.
That is a good one.
Yep.
But it's 4 o'clock, and that means it is time to play Card de Sharks. The weekend is here, and the heat, it is on. The sun will be blazing, and the rain will be gone. So find somewhere cool and give Dan a call. Be a contestant today, and you might win it all on Card de Sharks.
All right. Miss Kristen.
She's coming through once again. And the beauty of this is she's paying such attention that without me even having to tell her, she knew I was hosting today and put the little Dan reference in there. Very sharp.
We appreciate her diligent listening.
We've got a couple players on the line. Angela is in Prior Lake. Angela, how are you doing this Friday afternoon?
I'm doing very well.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. If you have any suggestions for me, what I should get Sam, I'd be all ears.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Think about that. Okay. Jared in Ramsey is on line three. He's your opponent. Jared, how are you doing?
Jeremy Ramsey.
Jeremy.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good, Jeremy. We're just going to call you Jared. Is that okay? I'm kidding. We'll call you Jeremy.
That's fine. Whatever.
If you have any suggestions.
I like the DeBrescia hairbrush.
The DeBrescia hairbrush is a great suggestion. I appreciate that texture very, very much.
And Sam has the hair.
He does. He's got a big old head of hair. Yeah. So that's a great idea. I love that. It might be too late for me to get that done in the next, I don't know, 36 hours, but you never know. Somebody out there might come through.
You need to get your brother who made our beautiful Card of Sharks board to take his Dremel drill and carve something into a hairbrush that you can go buy.
My brother has so
tonight.
Many tools. I don't even think he knows all the tools that he has at this point. That's how many tools he's got.
Bingo.
So he could probably get that done. All right, Angela, Jeremy, you guys are playing for a $50 gift card to Jester Concepts Restaurants. That's good at places like Burrow, Parlor, PS Steak, Butcher and the Boar, and many, many more. Visit JesterConcepts.com for all of their great options. Angela, you called in first, so you're going to get the first question. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to give me a number between 0 and 100, and then Jeremy's going to guess higher or lower, and whoever ends up getting it right gets their choice of the cards. So here we go. Angela, we asked 100 people, would you rather give up your phone for a week or your favorite food for a month? How many
My
of them?
Phone for,
How many chose to give up their phone, your phone for a week, or favorite food for a month? How many said phone? Now, are you a big phone person? Are you like, you're like me? If I don't have my phone like in visible sight, I start getting the heebie-jeebies and twitching and vibrating. Are you like me?
No, because I've got a work phone as well, so when I can just put them both away, I'm very happy.
Yeah, the work phone, that one can go. If I had a work phone, that one would go on the other side of the room and be far, far away, but I got to have my phone. So, what's your favorite food?
Oh, gosh. Steak.
Could you go without steak for a month?
I'd rather go without my phone.
Okay. So how many people out of 100 do you say would choose to give up their phone for a week versus their favorite food for a month? 0 to 100. What do you think?
25,
Angela says. Jeremy, are you a big phone person? Do you got to have your phone around you at all times?
I do. It's a bad habit.
So yeah, I totally agree, but you know they can take my phone from my cold, dead hands. You know what I'm saying? It's no way. For a week, do you think you could give it up for a week?
No.
I'm gonna say
lower than 25.
Lower than 25, Jeremy says. The actual number of people that said that they would rather give up their phone for a week than their favorite food for a month is 34. So Angela, you get that one.
Woo-hoo.
So you get the choice. Now Laura's got red cards and blue cards. Which ones would you want to start with?
Red, please.
Angela picks the red cards, and your opening card is a 4. Ooh, that's a good number to start with. So now you have a choice, higher or lower than the 4. What do you say?
Higher.
Higher than the 4. Next card is a king. Much higher. Very well done. Now, as always, you have the chance to freeze here on that card and save your progress if you would so choose. But with a king, I don't know. I'm not trying to influence things. Your choice. You can freeze, or you can say higher or lower than a king. What do you choose?
I'm going to go lower than a king, please.
Lower than a king, she says, and that's a 5. That is much lower than a king. Now, only 2 cards to go. Now, Angela, consider this. If you knock out these 2 cards in the next 3 minutes, I got to come up with a whole nother segment, all right? So I just want to put that out there. I'm kidding. 5. So you're on a 5. You can freeze with your progress, or you can go higher and lower than a 5. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go higher than a 5.
She's going to go higher than a 5. The next card is a 3. Oh, no! See, I told you. So she loses her progress back to the 4. And Jeremy, that's good news for you because that means you get a free shot at your blue cards now. And Laura's going to flip over that opening blue card down there.
Hang on. Yeah.
She's replacing red
Laura's
cards with blue cards. And we got all kinds of things going on here. We're organized. We'll just stall. It's just radio. We'll just edit this part out.
Okay,
it's fine.
Here we go.
Okay, so the first blue card for Jeremy is a 5. Ooh, that's a good starter, Jeremy. All right, higher or lower than a 5. What do you say, Jeremy?
I'm going to have to agree and go higher on that one.
Higher than a 5. Next card is an ace. Oh, my. I mean, I could bring up the if you want to pause on the ace, but why would you do that, Jeremy? Aces are high. Higher or lower than an ace?
Lower.
Lower. What a concept. Next card is a 10. Ooh, that's a middle card. So you got the 10, you got it right, but that's a big-time middle card. Now, I should tell both of you, if you get the question correctly, you do have a chance to change a card. So in this case, Jeremy, if you wanted to freeze here, we could freeze on that 10, and if you get the next question right, you get a chance to change it. But it's up to you. Freeze, higher or lower than 10, what do you want to do?
Lower. I'm going to go
lower than a 10, he says. He's going for it. Next card is a 2. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to go higher, Dan.
And before we see that next card, we're going to take a break. How about that?
The suspense.
How about that? We're going to take a break. It's Card to Sharks on WCCO Radio. Stick around. We'll find out, did Jeremy just win a gift card and I have to come up with a whole other segment? Or is Angela going to get another shot at it? We'll find out next. This is 830 WCCO. .422 on WCCO Radio. Dan Cook in for Jason DeRussia, and we are back on Card to Sharks. Perhaps the most anticlimactic second segment in the history of Card to Sharks right here. Our friends Angela and Jeremy, not Jared, Jeremy, are along with us. And when we left you, Jeremy had 4 cards revealed, and his 4th card was a 2, which is the lowest card in the deck. So unless it's one of the other three twos there, Jeremy, you're going to go which direction, higher or lower than a two?
I'm going to have to go higher.
I think higher would be the way to go, and Laura turns it over, and it is a nine. Jeremy, you are our winner. Angela, I'm sorry. He just got on a great run.
You were coaching him.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I tried to get him to freeze on the 10, Angela. I don't know how much coaching I was able to actually do.
That's a fair point.
Just giving him the option. Just giving him the option. Angela, thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yes, call in next. Call in another time. We'll get you on again. Appreciate that very much. Chris, we can let her go. And then, Jeremy, you're going to be on hold. Chris needs to get your last name and address and all that good information. We will get you out a $50 gift card to Jester Concepts Restaurants.